mom when I left my children, and that day, I'm so used to when we come for kesha, whether not kesha, but now it's prayer because it's not a kesha. But however long we're going to stay, somehow I have a tendency of praying for the children before I leave them. Somehow it's just this thing, I have to pray for them. But on that day, I didn't pray for them. I just got in a hurry, just walked out, and we came to church. And I remember when we just stepped into the church like that, I was called by my older son, who was with Jeremy and Joshua. And he told us, you know what, somebody needs to come. Because Joshua has hit himself on the head. And it looks so bad. And it's like, what? We just stepped into the prayers. What's going on here? And it's like, we just had to change everything. Okay, then, you know, it's like my husband had to rush and go check on him. And it's like to see what's going on. And then he later on came back with him. But that told me something. That sometimes we take those little things for granted, even going to bed and praying. Coming out of the house, you're praying for the children before they go. You never know what you protect them from. And you know, that was just, you know, a wake-up call. It's like, don't take anything for granted. So right now, I just want, we have the honor of welcoming this woman of God, Mama Elizabeth. I just love this woman of God. I just love her heart. And when I was thinking about somebody to minister, Mother Gashiri was supposed to minister. And she called me and told me she was not going to be there. So I thought, who is the next person? What else do we, you know, do we do something different? And then all of a sudden, Elizabeth called me and told me that she's fixing to leave. And before that, I'd been feeling we need to have some time where we can hear, where we can draw from her, because she has so much in her, so much that the Lord has done for her. I mean, she's such an encouragement. She's such a woman of faith. I don't know if anyone has sat with her. I mean, you can... She gives you testimony upon testimony of the doings of God. And I just want her to pour her heart to us, you know, encouraging us, even as she prepares. I know she's preparing also to go to Kenya on the 17th. Is it the 17th? In November? Yeah, but before that, I just felt she just needs to just speak to us and minister to us. We welcome the woman of God. Yes. Yes, we do. So I don't know how we're going to do that. We are going to tell our seats.
They don't attack the behind, uh-huh. Oh, good. Yeah, so can. That we can all be together in heart and in body, mind, and spirit.
Yes. And I need a good interpreter here. I'm going to get just in case.
What language do you want me to speak in?
You can speak English, but in case you change it to Kikuyu somewhere, feel free.
Okay.
And somebody will help you out here. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
So welcome, Mama.
Okay. Praise God.
Amen.
Praise Him.
Amen.
Mwana Gayagosho.
Amen.
Abarario.
Amen.
Nanene hiyo.
Amen.
Todone munene.
Amen.
Na gutiri ungi.
Amen.
Na gutikagea.
Amen.
O na gutikoneka.
Amen.
Amen. Today is a great day, I would say, because we have never seen it. It is the day that we have never seen it, full of healing, anointing, and deliverance. And since the Lord brought us here, I know every one of us will go home full of healing, anointing, and deliverance, because He is the author of our lives. He created us with a purpose and a destination. And not even that, he created us as the ladies of the King. And we are the daughters of the King. If we go back to this world, what does the daughter of a king miss? Do they miss anything?
No.
I think they have everything. And it is the same with each one of you. You are a daughter of the
King.
What did you call yourself? A daughter of the And point it to yourself. Tell your heart. Because your heart tells you some lies sometimes and shows you the other ways. That I am this way, I am that way, I have been this way, I am like this way, and now I am like that way. But may I tell you, you still remain the daughter of a king. Because your DNA came from where? Huh? There, up there. Because he's the one who created you. And if we come to realize, Jesus knew that he was the Son of God. And he knew his Father has got everything that one can think of in heaven and on earth. And that's why, even when you go to his teachings, the Beatitudes. What are the Beatitudes in Kikuyu? Beatitudes. Catherine, where are you?
I don't know.
Ne blessing. They are blessings. They are blessings. Ne daddy me. Blessed are those who do this. Blessed are those. Blessed are those. Blessed are those. Because of being blessed in that area, you get something. If you are blessed looking after the kids, you teach in a nursery school, not even Sundays, wherever you teach. That's where your calling is. And your blessings will not come like the ones who are taught, who are given the blessing to go and teach primary school. And those who are teaching in high school, the same. Wherever you are, that's where your blessings will follow you. And that's where they will come from. Because that's where your God who created you gave you. Those are the Beatitudes. And the Beatitudes are the blessings. Because they indicate, if you do this, you get that. If you do that, you get that. If you do this, you get this. Therefore, those are the blessings of God. And as ladies of destiny, or my main thing was to talk about a lady of destiny. Motumia, or a lady, Mwetane Gai,
a Mutumi.
Yes. And I don't want to be a teacher because I can't teach. And I don't want to be this because I can't do it. I want each one of us. That's why if I were the one to ask, we would sit in a circle so that we can see each other. And we will get these teachings for today from each one of us. Why? We are all ladies of destiny. Who is not a lady of destiny here today? Therefore, we will get A, B, C, D from you. Because we all know why we are here. We all know our corners, good corners, bad corners, where we feel we are pushed very high, hard. We know where we are not pushed. But being a lady, we are never pushed because our God has given us wisdom, understanding, and knowledge. Why do I say that? You know, women are very clever, let me tell you. If not women, I don't think this world would be there.
Yes, that's true.
retire. You know what? I learned something long, long ago. I was in a British, school. And I had it first, but I didn't understand. That if you educate a woman, you educate what?
Wow.
The nation. If you educate a man, you are educating an individual. An individual. Is that true?
Yes.
You know, we are not talking bad of them because every time we are with them, they are our children, they are our husbands, they are our grandchildren, they are everything to us. But may I tell you, another word comes here in between, that a wise woman builds her house. The opposite does what? Destroys with her own hands. By the time she does that, she forgot she was wise. But by the time she does all those to destroy, she's destroying her children, her grandchildren, the generations to come. She's destroying even the whole world. But because when you see a lady doing something good, you admire. You admire. And it is so good to look at a lady who is building her house. Do you feel good looking at a lady who is destroying? No. But do you know what? Remember, that lady may do it through ignorance and mostly through pride. Something which is God? Pride. Because we are usually told pride comes before a fall. Pride comes before a fall. Because, I am not seeing well, but I can't see. I can see that wall very nicely. I can see, I don't know whether something is standing there. Something like that. But if you don't sit up and look all around your house and look, even go outside and see, what can I do to make this house of mine, to make this compound of mine, to make even, no matter how little God has given you, how to expand. A woman can do that. But my friend next to me cannot because of pride. So, my sisters, let be wise. Let's use our wisdom, understanding and knowledge, so that there will not be one day we will regret. I wish never give that word a space in your heart, that I wish I did this, I wish I saw that, I wish this happened. Why did it all happen? Were you sleeping? Where were you? Where have you been? All this is happening. Ignoring what your children are doing. Ignoring this and that. Never ignore anything. Even the small child may tell you, I am hungry. Can you ignore that baby? So you run about. Get out of what to eat. So, since you are given all this by God, make sure, my dear sisters, Remember where we have come from. We have come from very, very far away. Each one of us in a different way. And we have come to a country like this. When we are there, we are told it is a country with milk and honey. How I wish. Mama Paseha.
I'm here.
You know what is
Miato?
Beehive. Please, can you collect all beehives and let fill them and send them back home? Take the milk. What is milk? What can we? No, in how to get it and send it back away. We don't have enough. You know what you can make it. You know what you can term it. Milk. Where we are with the little jira, we can go. Amen. Good. Do that. Anything you feel. Todore de ona mea tore. No bia gide tigu. Everything. You know, tell you are all people you can help. You can help the churches in our country. You can help the poor children. You can help the people who old people. There are old people now in Kenya. There are those children who orphans, orphanages. All those are there now for you. You know, 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 you. But because you are a lady of destiny, you don't know how to go about everything. Now, here we are. We said we don't leave these three things, wisdom, understanding, and knowledge. How do we behave here? How are we behaving towards in our own houses? You know, when I'm behind, give it to go. Never care, Erica. Or you'll get up
like that.
Nakamus, Kamusara, give the tikarito. Never care, Erica. On an hour, get Kamusara, can a net, or you'll get it to go. Lemule, I'd like to. Nakaito, you have to carry their way. Not perishables. No, kid, if you can have a tari, negate you at the negate. Get you. Story carry up, put out his carriage to nagate you. Kanaka Mosara and the carriage. Kanane carriage. Kanaka Hana there. Kanama do my magi mako and lady at there. Kananiatia, Kananiatia. Motumia where they're torn in more than. Donava maudu mau. God onaga gai bere ya anything else. Na kamenya te tigane gai.
And no sense.
Wa kenye dide.
That loved me.
Na kenye da.
And he loved me.
Le osio noe ogoturira.
He's the only one that you can think of.
Todu etago gai. Jehovah munene waita.
The
words you never told to Lera.
The one that
you told me. No, to get to you.
We have one.
We have
one. Oh, to another.
That's the last one.
No, I did one.
They
would. Anyway. No, the driver get in a TV, you know? Did I get through it? You're at the later. Anyway, ogwo ni gwo ni jehana di uragio.
That's nature.
They tondu ithue ni tuwi kuria tumite rekei ndi mwire ma twarutirwo kunene ni ithe witu ni undu wa wendo wake tondu nie ndiciragia of all the people me particularly kuria nyumite nyumite kundu kwina tugano tuingi na nie ni doye ati ona guka America digeho ingihota atia ingiokire atia kundu ta guku no tondu wa Ngai uria wanyumbire ena gitumi na destiny nioe ati umuthi uyu gakorwo ndi America na rekai ndimwire rimwe ndiciragia uhoro ngarira maithori tondu ni nyonaga ati wendo uria Ngai ari wakwa ndingiuiganania na mundu ungi na ndingiiganania na ungi kana ukana na ningicokagithia Ngai ngatho na ngoiga ndura ndinyihitie Ngai ahe hinya ndura ndinyihirie Ngai uyu na nigetha ndikanage muoyo wa tene na tene tondu hatikiri undu ungi wina bata ta kuria turorete turorete kundu tutangitwara without the grace of God because this unmerited grace it is the one which made our heavenly Father to send his only begotten son to come and die for each one of us. Na nigetha
so that
ona twako tutiramenya kuria turorete grace ino ya Ngai no werithia gitucokagiriria
the grace of God will bring us back
ewo tucokereria gatucokereria gatucok wathie left ewo usokia right wathie west ewo usokia north wathie south ewo usokia guku kungi ukeyuria kariki
that grace of God will bring us back
it is this unmerited grace of God nie nige na muno jugira digithoma bible digithoma bible
no
no nigo mu no nigo most of the verses which makes me leave since I stopped reading the bible because I can't read unless now somebody reads for me if I didn't know them I don't know how I would be living that this one says that his mastered goodness shall follow me all the days of my life. And I shall dwell in his house, praising him, worshiping him, thanking him, and giving him glory and honor, because he is a mighty God. And I have seen it working in me. The next one we say, I shall never forsake you, nor forget you. And I always say, at my house. Whenever I say, I always say, you, me and my house, my grandchildren, their grandchildren, and the generations to come. See how God loves us. See how God loves us. See how God loves us. At his strength, his joy is my strength. His joy is my strength. I feel surrounded with all God's blessings because there is nothing that I can do without his word giving me courage. He is my refuge. at the time of need. He is my refuge. When my things are not going well, he is there. When things are not going well with my children, he is there. With my household, he is there. With my friends and my enemies, he is there. Because he is able. He can fight for me. He can fight for me. And he can do anything that I ask of him. And if we go back to the Bible, remember when Jesus was teaching his disciples, he showed them how to pray to his heavenly Father, to his Father, because he knew everything that needs to be delivered will be delivered by those words. When we say, "Our Father who is at heaven," because we belong to that heaven. We came from heaven because we are in the minds of God the Father. And he will never forsake us, nor forget us, nor our families, nor our enemies, nor our friends, nor anybody you can think. Not even that the one who is feeling jealousy because the way you move, the way you dress, the way you talk, the way you, all those are there. But the grace to fight for you is there. If you believe in your God, you trust in God, you have faith in him, he's there to help you. Now, I said I'm not only the speaker today. Yes, that I don't see who is here and who is not there. So if I mention your name, know your name is very near to me. What boys? What God? Where go? Do you get a cow to thought on? I know Kuga cow to can get better than you.
Madam, you're awesome. Amen. I'm grateful for your social being with us and standing with us. And I thank you for giving us that word about wisdom, understanding, and knowledge.
No, it's okay. I was telling Leah to interpret for her.
For giving her. Those, they are very, very important. Mm. And if mom right now, as she prepared to go home, one thing I want to stick with is to that understanding, wisdom, and knowledge. So that's what will give me, it will give me a strength to move forward and also to know the things of God. Mm. And I think in the proverb, it's talk about that so much. You cannot do without wisdom, you cannot do without understanding, and you cannot do without knowledge. So, and one thing also, I will speak about mom, is she talk about the grace and mercies of God every time. Grace and mercies of God. Because it's not gatekeeper, it's not our goodness, it's not what we have done, it's just because of his mercy. Love to others. And one thing I know is that we are all called. And we are all called by God, because there are so many people who don't know God and they will never come to know the religion of Christ unless they are chosen. So who are we that God chose us and present him in this world? I'm honored that God chose me for me to know him, and also for me to help the world know him. I am very glad. So.
Catherine. Catherine, you're
welcome. Amen.
Amen.
She put them in her horses
So that she
would
take them to
the
king David.
When she was on the
way, she met with David and his soldiers. And David had prepared to go and destroy them. Whenever they met, I'm talking about wisdom. Whenever she met with the king and the soldiers ready to go and destroy them, she was full of food. The Bible says that the woman came down from her house. She sat down and she repented before David.